Five judges for new municipal court selected. The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, the 2nd of November, 1913, page 1, column 2. L.F. McClelland, Ede Thomas, J.B. Ridley, T.O. Hathcock, and Luther Ross Sir, Jr. Our recommended governor will make formal appointment officials to succeed justices of peace, chosen by superior court judges from 50 applicants. The five judges of Atlanta's new municipal court will be L.F. McClelland, E.D. Thomas, J.B. Ridley, T. Hathcock, and Luther Rosser, Jr. They were chosen from among 50 applicants by the four judges of the Atlanta Superior Court. The circuit judges met yesterday afternoon and determined on these five municipal court judges, whom they will recommend to Governor Slayton for appointment. Their recommendation will reach the governor Monday, and the appointment probably will be made that day. Only the power to recommend lies with the Superior Court judges, but the appointments will be made from the candidates whom they have chosen. One of the five municipal judges will be selected as chief judge of the court. The selection, in this instance, as well as the appointment, will be made by Governor Slayton. Salaries of judges. The salary of the leading judge of the municipal court will be $3,600 a year. That of the other four judges will be $2,000 a year. A chief clerk, a deputy clerk, a marshal, and several deputy marshals will compose the attachés of the court. The chief judge and chief clerk will take office at once to prepare for the last session of the court, which will be held in January. The first of the new year, all judges of the municipal court will take office, and the new court will go into effect, while all justice courts in Atlanta will go out of existence. This change is authorized by an act bill passed at the last session of the Georgia legislature. A similar bill, applying to Macon, was passed at that session of the Assembly, but the justice courts in no other cities in Georgia were affected. Atlanta and Macon were alone in seeking from the legislature measures substituting municipal courts for justice of the peace courts. One justice named. An interesting fact in connection with the appointment is that only one of the present justices of the peace, James B. Ridley, has been named a municipal court judge, and the fact is considered an unusual tribute to his record. The establishment of the new court on the first of the year means that practically all of the justice courts in the city will be abolished, and among the officials who will automatically lose their positions are Justice Edgar H. Orr, the oldest justice in point of years in the county and probably in the state, Judge F. M. Powers, Judge Charles H. Girardeau, Judge O. H. Puckett, Judge W. T. Jordan, and several others. While the clerk and the marshal will be appointed by the municipal court judges themselves, the races for these positions are already on. T.M. Miller, present deputy clerk of the Superior Court, is looked upon as a likely candidate for the position of clerk, while Newton A. Garner, at present an efficient attaché of the Solicitor General's office, is running a strong race for the marshal's place. The clerk will be allowed one assistant, and the number of deputy marshals will be determined by the court. Increased jurisdiction. The municipal court will have jurisdiction in all suits for amounts up to $500. While the jurisdiction of the justice courts was for amounts not exceeding $100. As a result of the increased jurisdiction, it is expected that the new court will cut into the business of the clerk of the Superior Court to a considerable extent, and this is expected to result in the decreasing of the force of Clerk Arnold Broyles. It will decrease the revenue of the sheriff's office as well, and it is probable that at the first of the year some of the deputies or attachés of that office will be without positions. The act creating the municipal court requires that only practicing attorneys be appointed to the bench. A number of the justices of the peace of past years had little or no legal training. Judges of the Atlanta Circuit who met yesterday afternoon and decided on the five candidates whom they shall recommend to Governor Slayton for appointment are Judge John T. Pendleton, Judge W. D. Ellis, Judge George E. L. Bell, and Judge B. H. Hill.